way to his shop. He found the road in front of him barred by women. He was hurrying along hot foot, and the way was blocked by a crowd of women, beautiful as the moon.
Let me give you an example. This guy is going to his office. Suddenly you see that all the street is full of women. Then what? In one hand he wants to rush and go to the work, but in the other hand there are all these ladies, and this is what it is. So one leg was going, one was not. Yes.
He turned his face to one woman and said, "Oh, vile creature, how numerous you are, little girls, eh?" The woman turned towards him and replied, "O man of trust, do not think it dreadful that there are so many of us. Consider that notwithstanding the multitude of us on the earth, you men find it insufficient for your enjoyment." And now we have a Latin piece.
Finding the translation.
Yeah. Deem bitter tribulation to be a mercy. Deem the kingdom of Merv and Balch to be a vengeance. That Ibrahim fled not from destruction and remained, while this Ibrahim fled from honor and rode away.
Okay, what was that? When he said, "Oh God, look at these ladies," one of them said, "All these ladies are around, but you are going to have sex with them, another maid. What do you say about that?" Well, you don't remember, because now it's different. They have logical right to marry each other and blah, 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 blah. But 800 years ago, they all do that with the slaves, with the children, with the underworker and all of that. They would rape the boys. Here the lady will say, "You're looking at us, we are too much, but even when we are too much in here, you have that tendency." Yes?
"Do not regard these happenings of time from heaven, which from heaven come to pass intolerably here. Do not regard the husbanding of daily bread and livelihood, and this dearth and fear and trembling. Consider that in spite of all its bitternesses, you are mortally enamored of it and recklessly devoted to it. Deem bitter tribulation to be a mercy."
No, 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 before that. What is he talking about? He said, okay, yes, you could talk about the difficulty of working and earning money and doing this and all of that worriness in you. But, yes, what is this universe? It will give you the famine, the thirst, right? And you have to sleep and do this and do that, all of this, right? He said, but you love it, don't you? Look at you. With all these problems, you are dying for this life. Yes.
Deem bitter tribulation to be a mercy. Deem the kingdom of Merv and Balch to be a vengeance.
Uh-huh.
That Ibrahim...
It's the game. It has this side and the other side, and all the living creatures are enjoying it. aren't they? They're trying to remain alive. What about you? Yes.
That Ibrahim fled not from destruction and remained, while this Ibrahim fled from honor and rode away. That one is not burnt, and this one is burnt. Oh, wonderful! In the way of search, everything is upside down.
This is it. In the way that we are going, everything is upside down. This is how it works. There are two kinds of looking at this subject. One is one of our Abrahams who didn't fly away. He was settled down and burned. The other one is the one who runs away and he succeeds and it's good. So what? This is how it works. Everything in here is in two different positions, this way or that way. You hasn't decided about what do you want to be. Which one do you want to be? The doubter or believer? Because these are the attitude of the human being. To doubt everything. So, then what you do? During that doubting, even you are feeding yourself, sleeping, and living the life. If the life is useless, stop living. When you love it and you're here, change yourself. Because if you are the animal, you will have only the animal life. If you become a human being, then, yes, you have the trouble of judgment, but you live a different life, because this is what it is. Everything looks opposite. To you, be honest. What do you hate the most? Poverty, death, right? To us, poverty and death are the best. This is how it is. Because when you like it, how do you like it? Just like this Turk who was laughing at those jokes. When we think that to be happy, you have to have more, then what? What does that mean? Means that you are never happy because you need more. Whatever you have, you need more. You want more. Means you're never happy. I don't need it, I don't ask for it. So, I'm happy, I'm living my life. This is the trick. But, did we answer all your questions? No. He will bring in the Sufi again. To have question. This Sufi is a silly Sufi because he's questioning everything. We are questioning him, which is you. گفتن صوفی چه بودی؟ کین جهان آبروی رحمت، ابروی رحمت گشادی جاودان، هر دمی شوری نیاوردی به پیش، بر نیاوردی ز تلوین هاش نیش، شب ندزدیدی چراغ روز را، دی نبردی باغ شاموز را. جام صحت را نبودی سنگ تب، ایمنی را خوف ناوردی کرب. خود چه کم گشتی ز جود و رحمتش، گر نبودی خرخشه در نعمتش. گفت قاضی بس توی روز صوفی، خالی از فتنت چو کاف کوفی. تو بنشنیدی که آن پرقند لب، عذر خیاطان همی گفتی به شب. خلق را در دوزیان طایفه، می نمود افسانه های صحیفه. قصه پار ربایی در برین، می حکایت کرد او با آنوین. در سمر می خواند در زینامه ای، گرد او جمع آمده هنگامه ای. مستمع چون یاو جاذب زن وفود، جمله اجزایش حکایت کشته. جذب سمع است در کسی را، از کسی را خوش لبی است. گرمی و جد معلم از سبی است. چنگه ای را کو نوازد 24، چون نیاید گوش گردد چنگ بار. نه خراره یادش آید نه غزل، نه دنگشتش به جنبت در عمل. گر نبودی گوش های قیب گیر، وحی ناوردی زگردون یک پشیر. ور نبودی دیده های سون بین، نه فلک گشتی نه خندیدی زمین. آن دم لولاک این باشد که کار، از برای چشم تیز است و نزار. آمرا از عشق هم خوابه و طبق، کی بود پروای عشق سن حق. آب تتماجی نریزی در تغار، تا سگی چندی نباشد تو مخار. رو سگ کهف خداوندیش باش، تا رهانت زین تغارت استفاش. چون که دزدی های بیرحمان گفت، کی کنند آن در زیان اندر نهفت. اندران هنگام ترکی از خطا، سخت تیره شد ز کشف آن قطا. شب چو روز رستخیز آن رازها، کشف می کرد از به اهل نها. هر کجا آیی تو در جنگی فراز، بینی آنجا دو عدو در کشف راز. آن زمان را محشر مذکور دان، وان گروی رازگو را سور دان. که خدا اسباب خشمی ساخته است، وان فضایه را به کوی انداخته است. بس که قدر درزیان را ذکر کرد، حیف آمد ترک را و خشم و درد. گفت ای قصاص در شهر شما، کیست استادتر در این مکر و دقا؟ گفت خیاطیست مامش پور شش، اندر این چسری و دزدی خلق کش. گفت من زامن که با صد اضطراب، او نیارد برد پیشم رشته بار. پس به گفتندش که از تو چست، در مات او گشتن در دعوی مپر. رو به عقل خود چنین قره مباش، که شوی یاوه تو در تزویرهاش. گرمتر شد ترک و بست آنجا گرو، که نیارد برد نه یکون نه کهنه نه نو. مطمئنش گرمتر کردن زود، او گرو بست و رهان را برگشود. که گرو این مرکبه تازی من، بدهم از دزدد قماشم او به فن. ور نتواند برد اسب از شما، واسطانم بر رهن مبتدا. ترک را آن شب نبرد از قصه خواب، با خیال دوز می کردون هراب. بامدادان اطرسی زد در بغل، شد به بازار و دکان آن دقل. پس سلامش کرد و گرم و اوستاد، جست از جا لب به ترهیبش گشاد. گرم پرسیدش ز حد ترک بیش، تا فکندم در دل او مهر خویش. چون بدید از بینوای بلبلی، پیشش افکند اطلس استنبولی. که ببر این را قبای روز جنگ، زیر نافم واسه و بالاش تنگ. تا تنگ بالا بحر جسمارا